I think, you know, the tone of this article, though, it's very Home Alone. And that's full circle for Donald Trump, who appeared famously in
number
Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
And now, as the president with a very normal brain, could logically forget that he left Barron somewhere.
Look, I know I fucked up. I didn't think the presidential limo would be that hot.
Melania is up there on Air Force One on the way back from Saudi Arabia. And yeah. Melania just goes, Barron!
If any president would leave his kid somewhere, it would be Trump.
Oh, yes. My God. Barron. Home Alone in the White House.
And it's
fights off globalist invaders with a series of hilarious pranks and booby traps.
Yeah, Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin getting
paint
hit with paint cans.
Bill Kristol turning on the bathroom light and his hair gets lit on fire.
And you can see his skeleton being lit up. This week's reading series, as let's be honest, the vast majority of them come to us courtesy of the National Review. Yep. This was the one that came out this week in response to Confederate monuments and statues. What to do about them? Some people want to leave them up. Some people want to tear them down.
I have no idea where the National Review would stand on this. Like, I'm really excited to find out.
Yeah. Herman goes on here to say, as any reader of Jay Winnick's book, April 1865, shout out Jay Winnick, April 1865.
Yeah, friend of the show, go cop that. Good book,
He says, also knows, after the war, Lee also worked for reconciliation between black and white in the hopes that together they could build a new South now that the slaveholding version was gone forever.
Wrong!
It's true that Lee failed and his dream of a new South descended into Jim Crow after he died. Where is he coming up with this shit?
Like, the guy likes slavery. You know how I know that? He fucking owns slaves. The guy likes secession. You know how I know that? He fucking fought for the Confederacy. And he didn't try to do shit after the war except opposed extending the franchise to black people.
I love the this is true conservative mindset. If you own slaves, lead the army in a war over slaves, you don't really want slaves. Yeah. But if you like sort of make eye contact with a cop, you want to kill them. You should be shot dead.
But this gets into the graph of this article that I'm sure everyone saw because it is a doozy. And he goes, this is, in fact, the best argument that those who want the statues gone can make, that the reconciliation between North and South was done on the backs of blacks and that the end of Reconstruction and the rise of Jim Crow were the price America paid to have peace in the aftermath of the Civil War. From a historical point of view, it's almost convincing. Even though what American blacks suffered under segregation was nothing compared to what liberalism has inflicted on them since the 1950s, as it destroyed their families, their schools, and their young men and women's lives through drugs and guns and the gangster rap culture lifestyle, which is really a death style.
Oh, my.
Death style.
Mic drop.
And it was like, you know, Lyndon Johnson was just like handing out, jazz records and jazz cigarettes and being like, destroy your families with this.
Hit my line. I've got loud.